This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kava tereri tunosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechipiri nyamavhuvhu 16 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM pa 4930 kana pa 6065 ni 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti hezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
I'm traveling in the United States, ndiri ku Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia at the moment. Met Zimbabweans nezuro, and the day before takasangana nemaZimbabweans nezuro nemarimwe zuro takasangana tikataura nyaya tichigadzi toida sei kuti nyika yedu igadzirwe.
Pastor Ivan Mawarire voshanya kuAmerica asi vanhu vachipesana pfungwa nezvekumboenda kwavo muupoteri. Hurumende yonetsana nemagweta anorwira kodzero dzevanhu nemutemo wairi kuda kuparura wekusora kana kuti cyber bill. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dzopesana maonero panyaya yebhiri remutemo wezvicherwa wekuti makambani ekunze anopiwa maresinesi anofanira kutanga anyorisa pamusika weZimbabwe Stock Exchange. Vakuru vesangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vopinda muzuva repiri vachiratidzira nekufamba netsoka kubva kumutawatawa mudunhu ramaramba pfungwe kuenda kuHarare. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Pastor Ivan Mawarire vehashtag this flag vari kushanyira nyika yeAmerica asi vanhu vachipesana pfungwa nezvekumbobuda kwavo munyika. Ngatinzwei nyaya ina Patricia Mudadigwa.
VaMawarira vakatanga chirongwa chehashtag this flag vakabuda munyika mushure mekumbosungwa vachinzi vaida kupandukira hurumende vakamboenda kuSouth Africa. VaMawarire vanoti nzendo dzekuSouth Africa neAmerica dzakagara dzarongwa vasati vabuda munyika. VaMawarire vanga vari muAtlanta, Georgia uye vanenge vari pamuzinda weVoice of America mangwana muWashington DC.
Thank you. Ndiroda kukutendai for the support that you keep giving Zimbabwe. She needs your support now more than ever before. Haistombori nguva yekuregedza. This is not the time for you and I not to give the support to Zimbabwe that she needs. Nekuti inini newe, you and me are the ones who are responsible. Tisu tine basa rekuti tigadzire nyika yedu. I'm traveling in the United States. Ndiri ku Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia at the moment. Met Zimbabweans nezuro. And the day before, takasangana nemaZimbabweans nezuro nemarimwe zuro. Sangana tikataura nyaya tichigadzi toida sei kuti nyika yedu igadzirwe nekuti umwe neumwe ari kunzwa kubayiwa mumwoyo make. Every person feels in their heart that we've got to fix this, so we are committed. This flag, guys, hakuzi kufa, kutokura. Wherever we are going, we're setting up structures, we're setting up teams that are coordinating, coming up with ideas kuti toita sei kuti tiise pressure. What do we do to put pressure on this government to listen, to attend to its people?
Mutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vava kugara vachishorawo vaMawarire vachiti vari kuda kukanganisa magariro evanhu munyika. Ko kumbobuda kwavaMawarire munyika kunorevei? Vaimbo vakanzura muHarare vaWorship Dumba vari kushora kumbobuda munyika kwaPastor Ivan Mawarire.
Mawarire ari message yainayo, imessage jai yakanakisisa zvachose. But zvaazvasarudzira kuti abude munyika muno oita fight and building structures outside. Handifungi kuti zvine njere yakakwana. Zvaakupangidza kuno vamwe kunge munhu akanga angogarawo zvake aine zvaaitotsvaga kuti aone the best way yekuti angowana visa freely yokubuda muno munyika. Because a true fighter, murwi chai chaiwe wanhu wekodzero dzevanhu, anorwane vanhu.
Mumwe mugari wemuHarare vaWisdom Mugagari vanotiwo vamawarire vakakanganisa nekukurumidza kubuda munyika.
Mawarire ndinovimba kuti kampeni yavanga vatanga yanga yakanaka zvakanyanya nekuti vanga vachitaura zvavo nenyaya yekuti hurumende inge ichitonga vanhu zvakanaka. Asi dambudziko ravaita ndirokuti vaitaura vachiti hatichatyi, tinoramba tichingorwisa zvakadaro. Vanenge vakazosaita saizvozvo nokuti tinoona vachiinda kusouth africa kezvino vamwari kuti vari kuamerica vakazokoshesa safety yavo kupfuura vamwe vavakasiya. Kuna vanhu vakawanda vaivafollowa vaivateverera vanova vari kushava kuti votangira papi. Kana vari zviro kwazvo vasiri kushandiswa namumwe munhu, ngavadzoke kumba totambatira pamwe toendera mberi nekupusha kuti tive neugaro hwakanaka, tichitaurira vamugabe nevakutonga namakuru kuti avo kuti aiwa zvakwana ngavachizorora.
Asi vamwe vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vadzikamaibere vanoti havawo nechakaipa pane zvakaitwa navamawarire, vachiti vamwe vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vaitaidza mara vakatsakatika mushure mekutora nzira yofambwa navamawarire.
Nekuda kwenyaya yekuti iyo munyika ino tinoziva kuti kazhinji vanhu vanotaura mafungiro anopokana nehurumende vanhu ivavo vanosangana netsaona dzakasiyana siyana chipasemuenzaniso kutsakatika kwakaita vaitaidza mara. So ini semurwiri wetsununguko ndinoona sekuti munhu wese, ende ndinokurudzira kuti munhu wese anorwira kodzero dzevanhu kana anorwira kuti vanhu vange vachiwana rusununguko kana kuti vange vachiremekedzwa kodzero dzavo, munhu wese anenge aine kodzero uye zvekare anotarisirwa kuti pamusoro pazvose aise ruremekedzo rweupenyu pamusoro pazvose, yatinoti human life zvekare nehuman dignity. Munhu anotosungirwa kuti ange achizvichengetedza nekuda kwekuti mhuri yake inotarisira kubva kwaari. Zvekare tinotarisira yakapfuura nguva yekuti tinge tichitarisira magamba vakavigwa kuiroseka. Tinotarisira magamba vapenyu vanoramba vachitibatsira kurwira rusununguko.
Nyaya yekuti vamawarire vogara munyika here kana kugara muupoteri iri kukonzera kusawirirana munyika. Nyaya yavamawarire iyi iri kutsviriridza pamadande mudande akaita seFacebook neWhatsApp. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Utungamiri wesangano revarairidzi vekumaruwa reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kana kuti RTUZ nhasi wapinda muzuva repiri uchifamba netsoka uchiratidzira uchibva kumutawatawa mudunhu remaramba pfungwe wakananga kuHarare. Mutauriri wesangano iri vaRobson Ruhanya vanoti kunyangwe urongwa hwavo husati hwakanganiswa kusvika pari zvino vari kusangana nezvimhingamupinyi zvakaita sekutyisidzirwa nevezvematongerwo enyika zvikuru vezanupf zvichitevera kutorerwa kwavanoti vaitwa chikafu chavo usiku nevanofungidzirwa kunzi ndevechidiki vezanupf pachikoro chenyagande panove pavarara. VaRuhanya vanoti nhasi vakwanisa kufamba makiromita 20 kubva panyagande kunosvika pamashambanhaka. Utungamiri uhu huri kutarisirwa kunosiya tsamba dzenyunyuto kumahofisi edzidzo pamurehwa nekugoromonzi, kuchizotiwo kumahofisi ebazi redzidzo muHarare pamwe nehofisi yezvevashandi. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaRuhanya panyaya iyi.
Panyagande primary ndopatakararira, saka tamuka makuseni tadarika parodzi pachikuwa primary and secondary school, tikabvapo tikaenda pakatiyo. Ndinobva ipapo ndopatazosvika pamashambanhaka.
Nezuro makava muine dambudziko ramakava mambosangana naro mushure mekunge mambotyisidzirwa nevenzvimbo iyoyo, nhasi hamuna here kusangana nematambudziko?
Zvakatoitika nezvokuti nezuro patakabva kundosubmita petition yedu kudistrict office, takapretendwa nestate agent wataka achitotaura kuti hainini sei majuza kuzumba manamba pfumwe instead of other areas in Zimbabwe when in actual fact you know kuti kuzumba manamba pfumwe izi ezanupf stronghold. Saka nezuro manheru takazoringirwawo nemayouth, tikatotorerwa chikafu nemvura yedu yokumwa zvokuti nhasi tatomuka tiri very desperate tichitobhega mumavillage ari surrounding.
Asi muri kuwana here rutsigiro kubva kuvabereki vemunharaunda yamuri kufamba nayo?
Ya, rutsigiro ngati nezvuro takanga tine rutsigiro rwakawanda chaizvo because isisu takanga tiri 15 ma executive members but ma villagers sympathized they joined us. We made a total number of 51 vanga vari pamati nezvuro. But iko zvinezvi madzidanidziko ratiri kuita nderekuti vabereki vari kudzvinyirirwa and vari kunzi kana mukajoina vanhu ava it is going to be suicidal. Saka nhasi we proceeded tichingova a national executive council.
Saka nhasi makwanisa kufamba mutunhu wakareba zvakadii?
Nhasi ndakangoti kubva panyagande primary tafamba 20 kilometers kusvika pamashambanaka. Tatapofunga kuti toresitatiri pamashambanaka then mangwana todarikira kubva ipapo tichipfuurira nerwendo rwedu.
Vanga vari mutauriri wesangano rerural teachers union of Zimbabwe vaRobson Ruhanya vari parunhare kuZumba neStudio 7. Muri yekwadzamara inoti icharamba ichiratidzira nevana vavaitaidzamara pamusoro pekutsakatika kwavakaita zvisinei nekushoropodzwa kwavo nesangano reUNICEF. Sangano iri rakaburitsa mashoko mazuva mashoma apfuura richiti mhuri yekwadzamara yakakanganisa nekuratidzira kwayakaita nevana vavadzamara nevamwe vavo svondo rapfuura zvichitevera kusvitsa kwakanga kwaita vadzamara mwedzi 11 vatsakatika. Asi sangano iri rinoti hazvibvumidzwe kuti vana vange vachishandiswa munyadzo zvematongerwo enyika. Asi vachibvunzwa neStudio 7 nhasi kuti seUNICEF isati yambotaura nekumbonyikidzwa kwekunonzi kunoitwa kodzero dzevana vechikoro nebato rezanopf kuti vaende kumisangano yebato iri, mutauriri weUNICEF vaVictor Chinyama havana kupindura mubvunzo uyu. Havana zvakare kupindura mubvunzo wekuti seUNICEF isina kushora kukandirwa kwevana hutsi hunokachidza kana kuti matie gas nemapurisa mwedzi wapfuura muguta reBulawayo uko kunonzi kwakakonzera kufa kwemwana mumwe chete. Vamwe vanga vachitiwo UNICEF yave kushandiswa nebato rezanopf sezvo iine mwana wegurukota rehurumende anoshandako. Vachinyama vatenda kuti mwana wenhengo yezanopf uye vari gurukota amai Priska Mpfumira, muzvare Elizabeth Mpfumira vanoshanda kuUNICEF vachiona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko. Asi varamba kuti muzvare Mpfumira ndo vakanyora mashoko ekushora mhuri yekwadzamara vachiti pari zvino vari pazororo. Ntungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 abata munin'ina wavaitai Dzamara Dr. Patterson Dzamara.
Mashoko aya regaindipi akati kaskamabva nendaa yekuti kwaakabva kwacho takatisina tarisiro yekuti vangataure zvakadaro uyezve kuti vangave nekaonero kakadaro. Takanyaya kuti kaskamabva ndechekuti itiko chagara chinoitika zvinhu zvatagara tinoita mwedzi woga woga tinenge tichicherechedza kumbunikidzwa kwemukoma webaba wevana mwedzi wega woga zuwanaini tinocherechedza kumbunikidzwa kwavakaita. Uchaona kuti tinenge tine vana vake iye nyakumbunikidzwa itayo. Saka pane ino nguva panguva ino hatizive kuti chii chakanyanya kuvabata kuti vazosvike pakutaura mashoko akadaro. Hatinofunga kuti mashoko anoshoropodzeka.
Tichitarisa kushoropodzwa kwamaitwa neUNICEF, mucharamba muchiratidzira nevana vaItai here pese pese pamunenge muchirangarira Itai Dzamara?
Hatione tine chinotibvisa pakudaro. Isu kaonero kedu nekafungiro kwedu tirikutiona kuti ingave inganzi therapy pachirungu yekutiwo vana vanokwanisa kuzowana yavanoti closure yekuzivawo kuti ndo zvaiita baba uyezve ndozvavanziva kuti baba vaite vambunikidzwe nemhenje. Saka isu ticharamba tichidaro ingare yekuti hapana chatinoona chisiri pamutemo pakaitiwo ikako. Hapana chatinoona tingazi sekutaura kwavaiita kuti vana vari kushandiswa semashield from harm. Tisange tichikanganisika isu vanhu vakuru. Hatiitawo izvo. Tirikukomomereta zvinhu zvinozivikanwa nemunhu wese. Kumbunikidzwa kwakaitwa munhu. Kumbunikidzwa kwakaita utaigama. Saka isu tiri kuti ichi chiitiko uyezve chinhu chatinoita semhuri. Taitaura mhuri, tinoreva mhuri yekwedu yekwadzamara ichi involva zvisanganisira nevana vake iye itai.
Dr. Patterson Dzamara, vanoi munin'ino vavaitai Dzamara, vakatsakatika gore rapfuura, vari parunare namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Sangano reshamwari yemwanasikana nhasi raparura chirongwa chekudzidzisa vanakomana nevanhurume kukosha kwakaita kuremekedza kodzero dzevanasikana. Chirongwa ichi chaparurwa muHarare nhasi. Mutungamiri wesangano iri, amai Ekeni achifamba, vanoti chirongwa ichi chafamba zvakanaka uye vanga vaine vanyarikani vakawanda. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yavaita naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Nasi tanga tine chirongwa chataparura chatanga tichiti isusu pachirungu men as role models. Chirongwa ichi tachiparura nekuda kwekuona uwandu hwevasikana vari kumbunikidzwa munzira dzakasiyana siyana. Vangava vari kuroorwa vari vana vadiki, vangava vari kumbunikidzwa pabonde, vangave zvakare vari kushayiswa mukana wekuenda kuchikoro. Ndosaka tati regai tichore varume nekuti vari kuroora vana vari vadiki varume, vari kumbunikidza vasikana ava pabonde varume. Kazhinji kacho kunyanya kumaruwa vari kutadzisa vana kuenda kuzvikoro vasingaite kuti vaendere mberi nedzidzo varume. Ndosaka tasarudza kuti tiparure chirongwa ichi kuti varume ava vakachinja mufungo wavo, muono wavo nemitiro wavo kunoita kuti kodzero dzevanasikana dzichengetedzwe.
Zvakakosha sei kuti muwane vakomana nevarume vachipinda pachirongwa chenyu, uyezve makatarisa uwandu hwevana vari kubhinywa? Wakamira sei munyika pari zvino hwevanasikana vari kubhinywa?
Zvakakosha kuti tinge tine varume vachiuya muchirongwa chedu. Zvinoti mbongoro netsvakiridzo yatakaita takaona kuti nguva ino yatiri kurarama tinoona vasikana gumi nemumwe chete vari pakati pemakore 11 kusvika ku15 vari kumbunikidzwa pabonde pazuva riga riga. Uyezve uwandu hwevanawo vari kurodzwa vari vadiki vasati vasvike pamakore gumi nemasere hwawandisa zvizhinji. Saka zvakakosha kuti vanhurume vanova ndivo vari kurodza vana, vanova ndivo vari kuroora futi vana, vanova ndivo vari kumbunikidza vana pabonde, vauye vazvione kuti zvakaipa kushayisa vana kodzero dzavo dzekuenda kuchikoro, dzekuve vana, dzekuti vasarodzwe. Vazvione kuti zvakaipa, votaurirewo vamwe varume. Tanzwa anga ari mukokwa wedu ambasada vekuCanada vachitaura ivo kuti varume vane zvinhu zviri zvavanogona kuita. Vanogona kuva ivo ndivo dambudziko, kana kuti ndivo vanokwanisa zvakare kuva vanogadzirisa dambudziko kunyanyanyanya rekumbunikidzwa kumwanasikana.
Mutungamiri wesangano reshamwari yemwanasikana, amai Ekeni achifamba, vari parunare muHarare naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Makateerera kunhepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Totanga neMuzambia. Ino inguva yakaoma muZambia, nyika iri kuchamhembe kweAfrica yaizikanwa nenhoroondo yerunyararo neutongo hwejekerere. Mushure mekunge mutungamiri wenyika iyi asarudzwa zvakare achikunda nezvikamu zvishoma-shoma musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika, vanopikisa munyika iyi vanoti sarudzo dzesvondo rapera idzi dzakabiridzirwa vachiti vane urongwa hwekupikisa zvakabuda musarudzo kumatare edzimhosva. Kwasara mwedzi mitatu kuti sarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika dzemuUnited States dziitwe, asi vanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika vakawanda vave kuti pane mukana unodarika zvikamu makumi masere kubva muzana wekuti vari kumirira bato reDemocratic Party amai Hillary Clinton vakunde shoroma vaDonald Trump, vari kumirira bato reRepublican Party avo vari kukwikwidza kekutanga. Makateerera kuStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dziri kupesana maonero panyaya yebhiri remutemo wezvicherwa kana kuti Mining and Minerals Bill. Mutemo uyu unoti makambani ekunze anopiwa maresinesi chete mushure mekunyoresa pamusika weZimbabwe Stock Exchange. Mutemo uyu wakaparurwa muGovernment Gazette nemusi wechishanu. Blessing Zulu Studio 7 anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Hurumende yanga yava nemakore akawanda ichikurukura nekukwenenzvera bhiri iri ichiti inoda kuti nyika iwane chouviri kubva muzviwanikwa. Muteedzeri wegurukota rezvezviwanikwa vaFred Moyo vanoti mutemo uyu wakakosha zvikuru kuZimbabwe.
Wakakosha sokutaura kwatakaita kuti mutemo wanga wakaitwa kare kuma60s. Saka chinhu chinenge chakagadzirwa 1960 something chine zvachaifanira kugadzirisa zvemazuva iwawo, asi tava mu2016 kune zvakawanda zvachinja, kwete munyika medu chete asi pasi rese. Saka zvakakosha kuti mutemo uyu unge uri mutemo unogadzirisa nokushanda nezvanhasi.
Asi sechave chigariro musoro wetsuro kushaya nyanga, hapana kuwirirana munyika nezvimwe zviri kunzi nehurumende vekunze vanofanira kutanga vaita vasati vapiwa marezinesi ekuchera zviwanikwa. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vari chipanga mazano chehurumende vachidzidzisawo paUniversity of Zimbabwe Dr. Gift Mugano vanoti havaone chakaipa pamutemo wekuti makambani ekunze anyorese pamusika wekutengeserana munyika weZimbabwe Stock Exchange. Dr. Mugano vanotiwo havatenderane nevanoti kuita izvi kunogona kupa kuti vekunze vasauye kuzouchika mari dzavo muZimbabwe.
Ndo zvakakosha izvozvo. Kachiona kuti nyika ibudirire, tinofanira kuti makambani anouya munyika munomu anofanira kumlista pamusika weZimbabwe, weZimbabwe Stock Exchange. Mukatarisa makambani ari muZimbabwe sekuti Zimplat yakalistwa as a primary listing kuAustralian Stock Exchange. Saka zvinoreva nezvekuti maplatinum edisu sezviri seZimbabwe ari kushandiswa kutsvagisa mari kuAustralia. Saka zvinoreva nezvekuti mari inotambwa makash kuAustralia. Munhu akauya muZimbabwe, munhu akangoita mining claim kana unoisa pastock market yekunze kwenyika akutita mari. Saka nyika dzese dzine kubudira dzine development dzinokohomera makambani anonge achishanda munyika inomu kuti vaite nedze primary listing pastock exchange munyika inomu. Zvakachekupfuura nyaya dze 50%. Nokuti 50% yemashares inozokosha takushiyana madividends, maprofit abuda gore rapera. Yeti zuva nezuva mashare anonge achitengeswa.
Asi imwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vachishanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze vanoti kuda kumanikidza makambani ekunze kuti vanyorese pamusika weZimbabwe Stock Exchange kuzvisikira moto muziso.
Tiri munguva yokuti nyika dzose dziri kuzarura maborders adzo, inonzi globalization. Makambani anoregister kwaanenge achida achishanda kune dzimwe nzvimbo. Zvino mukati imi makambani anongorejestwa kunze aipinde mumining anofanirwa kana kusungirwa kunge akarejista pamuZimbabwe. Zvinoonesa nokuti stock exchange yedu haina kunyatsodzika zvakaita dzimwe mastock exchange ana London, ana New York, ana Tokyo vane misika yakadzama ine mari yakawanda chose. Muno muZimbabwe sekuzova kwamunotoita hatina mari, tinotota dambudziko rekushaya mari yaikuita kuti nyika isafambe ichiende mberi.
Mashoko aDr. Kanyenze anotsinirwawo nemutungamiri webato rinopikisa rePeople's Democratic Party vatendai Biti avaimbova gurukota rezveupfumi. Vabiti vanotiwo zviri kuitwa neZimbabwe hazvikwezve vekunze.
Zvinhu zviri kuitwa nehurumende yapererwa. Pfungwa dzakadzama kuti ingabata sei nyaya dzeupfumi. Chiri kunetsa muZimbabwe ikwe zvinezvi inyaya yekuti nyika haina mari, hakuna foreign direct investment, hakuna liquidity, current account kana kuti account iyaya inomeja kuti zvekutengeserana nezvekutenga zvekunze yakabhovhoka. Saka nyika haina mari. Saka zvatinofanira kuita izvinezvi seZimbabwe kuti tipone kutoti vanhu vekunze vatouyisa mari munomu. So zvinhu zvakafanana nechirongwa chamuri kutaura ichi chekuti makambani ari paZimbabwe Stock Exchange aliste, nechirongwa cheindigenization zvinhu zvinoita kuti mari isauye muno muZimbabwe. So i wrong policy iri kuimplementwa at the wrong time. Dzishoma nene nyika dzine mutemo wakadaro, even South Africa chayo hadzina. I could have appreciated in minute. Aivanga vati makambani anoita dual listing. Dual listing inobvumidzwa. Dual listing inenge yakureva kuti unogona kureiza mari paZimbabwe Stock Exchange. Saka unogona kuita list paZimbabwe Stock Exchange, waita list ku Canada kana kuti Australia.
Asi vamoyo vanoti kana pachinge paita mutauro panyaya yakadai, matare enyika anoti House of Assembly ne Senate anokwanisa kukwenenzvera mutemo uyo.
Kana zviri izvo zvezvanyo zvanzi nehurumende ndo zvatinoona zvakakodzera, zvichanotariswa neparamendi, zvigoenda kuimba yeparamendi yokumusoro vagotaura maonero avo. Ndidzo dzimba mbiri dzinobva nouono hwavanhu kubva kwavanomirira vanhu. Saka kana idzodzo dzimba mbiri dzikabuda chiti aiwa vanhu vari gunun'una havadizvi ndo vanochicha ngwaro iroro, hurumende yosaina zvandido zvinodikamwa navanhu. Vanhu vanotaura vachipinda nevamiriri nomuvamiririri vavo.
Mutemo uyu uri kuzeiwa nedare reHouse of Assembly pari zvino usati waendeswa kuSenate. Ndakamira Studio 7 muWashington DC, ndini Blessing Zulu.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk The Connection na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa kunetsana kuri pakati peUNICEF nemhuri yekwadzamara nezvokuratidzira kwakaita vana vavaitai dzamara neshamwari dzavo muHarare yesvondo rapera. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, tumirai matext message panamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kuti ratigwa kufonerai. Kambo Zimbabwe kubva kuna mushakabvu Simon Chopa Chimbetu kachibva kuno ku Studio 7. Sezvongo yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musere nhau zvakare. Pastor Ivani Mawarire voshanya kuAmerica asi vanhu vachipesana pfungwa nezvekumboenda kwavo muupoteri. Hurumende yonetsana nemagweta anorwira kodzero dzevanhu nemutemo wairi kuda kuparura wekusora kana kuti cyber bill. Nyanzvi munyadzi zveupfumi dzopesana maonero panyaya yebhiri remutemo wezvicherwa wekuti makambani ekunze anopiwa maresinesi chete mushure mekunyoresa pamusika weZimbabwe Stock Exchange. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC, ndokusiyai mina Chris Gande naMavelas Muhlanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, August 16th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Some Zimbabweans attack Pastor Ivan Mawarire of hashtag this flag for leaving the country.
I think Ivan Mawarire was just an opportunist. He just used the masses to climb the ladder of success and to gain popularity, which he did. And I'm sure he got the visa that he always wanted.
And the family of abducted political activist Itai Dzamara says it will continue using his children in protest despite attacks by human rights defenders.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Pastor Ivan Mawarire of this flag movement is currently in the United States, where he is set to address a packed audience at the Atlantic Council in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. Back home, some Zimbabweans feel that he has not lived up to his slogan, Hatichacha, literally meaning "we are no longer afraid," which he used to organize public protests together with a Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign that shut down Zimbabwe last month. But others say Pastor Mawarire made the right decision in leaving the country as his life was in danger. Reporter Patricia Mudadigwa has more details from Harare.
Many have accredited Pastor Ivan Mawarire of this generation church for awakening a conscious citizen in a country where the ZANU-PF government allegedly uses fear, torture, and even enforced disappearances to any of its critics. However, some Zimbabweans feel betrayed by the failure by Pastor Mawarire to return to Zimbabwe to fight with other pro-democracy activists for the rights of Zimbabweans and to continue demanding for good governance. One such supporter is Celine Eunice Nyakutsika, who now believes that hashtag this flag campaign started by Pastor Mawarire was just a conduit for him to get accepted in foreign lands.
I think Ivan Mawarire was just an opportunist. He just used the masses to climb the ladder of success and to gain popularity, which he did. And I'm sure he got the visa that he always wanted, and he's happy now where he is. We saw him crying buckets on TV the other day, the world TV, and I think he was trying to attract the investors out there, and he did. I think now he's getting all the money that he has always wanted.
Worship Dumba, a political activist, concurs with Nyakutsika. He told Studio 7 that he was no longer sure whether Pastor Ivan Mawarire is a true pro-democracy activist. For Dumba, a fighter should always be with the people and should never leave the battlefields despite threats to his or her life.
What bothers most people is why he has decided to leave the country. Because a true fighter will always fight with the people. That's why we can see people like Robert Mugabe spend some years, 10 or so years in jail, because he was with the people then. But now him just saying a thing, and then after going to court where he was actually even acquitted, he decides to leave the country. Then now that actually bothers many people.
So fierce has been the debate over Pastor Ivan Mawarire's departure on social media to such an extent that so many theories have been concocted about him. Some allege he's a ZANU-PF activist, but there are some who believe that Pastor Mawarire has played his part and every Zimbabwean should fight for democracy and development. With enforced disappearance of Itai Dzamara, who has been missing for the past 17 months, Tikama Ibere, a human rights activist, believes Pastor Mawarire had an obligation to keep himself and his family safe.
This is a struggle for everyone. As a human rights defender, I think Pastor Ivan Mawarire has got an obligation to defend himself and his family. If there are credible threats against his life, as a human rights defender, I do feel he has an obligation to keep himself safe for the sake of his family, for the sake of his wife, for the sake of his children.
Studio 7 also spoke to Wisdom Mugagari, who urged Pastor Mawarire to return home, even in the face of adversity, to continue the fight against the alleged mismanagement of the economy by the ZANU-PF government.
Unfortunately, he has decided to go outside the country to relocate for his safety. And it posed a lot of questions from a number of people that why is he out, yet he started a very good campaign. If he's genuine and real, let him come back home. We start again. We work together with any other pro-activists who believe in democracy, who believe in good governance, who believe in human rights. So if Mr. Mawarire is genuine, come back home, brother.
Pastor Mawarire started his movement by posting a video online a few days after Zimbabwe celebrated independence. Mawarire said the failure to source school fees for his children forced him to record himself draped in the Zimbabwean flag, questioning the governance of the country. The 39-year-old was arrested by the Zimbabwean police after the July 6 complete shutdown, but the charges were later dropped after Zimbabweans protested at the courts. Mawarire left the country for South Africa, reporting for Studio 7 from Harare. This is Patricia Mudadigwa.
The family of missing Africa Unity Square activist Itai Dzamara has hit back, calling a statement released by UNICEF Zimbabwe on the involvement of Itai's children and other kids last week as deplorable and pathetic and pushing a ZANU-PF agenda. Itai's brother, Dr. Patson Dzamara, says it's unclear why the chief of communications for UNICEF Zimbabwe released a statement condemning the use of the children during a commemoration last Wednesday. Studio 7 reached out to Chief of Communications for UNICEF Zimbabwe, Victor Chinyama, who said he wanted to respond in writing and emailed an official statement saying, quote, Zimbabwe and international laws establish clear respect for children's rights and the protection of children from violence. Children should be kept out of all political movements and actions that put them at risk, end quote. Chinyama failed to respond to most questions from Studio 7, but responded to growing allegations that UNICEF communications specialist Elizabeth Bessy Mufumira, daughter of ZANU-PF Minister Prisca Mufumira, was behind the statement, saying Mufumira has been on leave since and had no input in the statement. Dzamara tells Studio 7's Tatenda Gumbo that the Dzamara family and others will continue to involve their children at all commemorations for Itai Dzamara. However, we will be able to play you this story a little bit later as we have to attend to some technical hicks. would like to apologize for that hitch. And right now we give you the story of the Dzamara family and their children.
This is one of those propaganda, that's a fact. And so UNICEF and the reputation they do have in our eyes to then partake or participate in that, it actually leaves us in a very curious position, and it actually leaves them in a compromised position. We did not see any reason whatsoever why they had to pick the issue of this dancer. And yet for the past 17 months, whenever as a family we commemorate Itai Dzamara's disappearance, we go with three children. I do not know what was novel about this particular commemoration that they had to come out guns blazing on us and attacking my person in particular, that are using or abusing his children. Abusing in what sense?
Dr. Dzamara, will you be bringing the children along in your continuous commemorations, if need be, even after this backlash from UNICEF?
Definitely. Why not? There's nothing illegal about that fact. Like I said, we are five children, and so there's every reason to partake and to participate in anything that has got to do with their father. And like I said, the bottom line is that this is also one of the ways we are actually using to clear up for us, not just the children, but for everyone who is concerned to gain some sort of closure regarding the eyes disappearing.
That was Dr. Patson Dzamara, brother of abducted political activist Itai Dzamara, speaking there with Studio 7's Tatenda Gumbo. And sorry again, listeners, we have to apologize because of technical reasons. We will be playing you some music.
The Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe executive member, who started a 10-day, 200-kilometer march yesterday from Mutawatawa in Marambafungwe, Mashonaland East Province, to Harare, has already covered 20 kilometers. They are demanding an upward review of their salaries and rural allowances, full maternity leave for teachers, and an end to all forms of violence against rural teachers. They are also demanding that the government should tackle the current cash crisis gripping Zimbabwe, among many other issues. The teachers are expected to hand over petitions to district education offices at Murewa, Goromonzi, and the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education and the Public Service Commission offices in Harare. Spokesman of the organization, Robson Ruhanya, says they encountered threats from suspected ZANU-PF youths at Nyagande Primary School, where they spent last night. Ruhanya tells Studio 7's Jongaka Ndemiri that the youth confiscated their food and threatened villagers who sympathized with them.
Soon after handing a petition to the Minister of Education, the district offices in Maramba, we proceeded with our march yesterday, where we traveled for 15 kilometers to our resting place yesterday, that is Nyagande Primary School. We encountered a problem at Nyagande Primary School where we trekked yesterday. It happened during 12 a.m. when we tried to accommodate ourselves somewhere in the school. Some youth approached us and they took our food and water. Those are the problems that we encountered during the night after the threats from the district office in UMP.
Yesterday, you were joined by some villagers and school children. Did any join you today?
It's like today we faced a lot of problems in terms of convincing the villagers because starting from yesterday, villagers and these children were under threat by ZANU-PF agents who were threatening to take away their lives if they pledged to join the march promoted by the Rural Teachers Union in Zimbabwe.
That was Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe spokesperson Robson Ruhanya on the phone from Uzumba Marambe Pfungwe with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. Child rights organization Shamarie Mwanasikana today launched a program targeting boys and men.
Sorry about that. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. And now we look at regional and international news. Zambia's incumbent president may have narrowly won re-election, but the opposition says the vote was rigged. Violence already marred the run-up to the poll, and now observers are urging the government to maintain calm and resolve any disputes through the law. In many ways, this is a repeat of the nation's last election. What does this contentious political history mean for landlocked Zambia? VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Zambia is proud of its peaceful history. Since it became a multi-party democracy in 1991, it has seen a series of peaceful polls and transitions of power. Now that proud history is being tested. As the nation's opposition alleges, last week's poll was rigged, and police say they have arrested more than 150 rowdy opposition supporters who ran amok and vandalized property belonging to ruling party supporters. The opposition plans to challenge the count that gave President Edgar Lungu a narrow margin of victory. Analyst Mpomo Tsamai of the Pretoria-based Institute of Security Studies says onlookers should be more concerned about what happens next than what is happening now.
We should be worried about how the electoral petitions are going to be handled. Look, I think people are really worried about the violence that is taking place right now in the protests. You know, it's warranted worry, but the so-called instability in Zambia that is taking place is localized. It is not nationwide. So I don't see any potential regional spillover.
She urged leaders to respect the legal processes that allow the results to be challenged in court. The opposition alleges the poll was rigged and the Electoral Commission colluded with the ruling Patriotic Front to give Lungu the win over challenger Hakainde Hichilema. The commission announced Monday that Lungu had won a margin of just 13,000 votes over the number he needed to avoid a runoff. Neither man's spokesman answered repeated calls seeking comment Tuesday. Vocal opposition supporter, former acting president Guy Scott, told VOA this is a key moment for Zambia. Scott is Lungu's predecessor, taking the helm shortly after the sudden death of President Michael Sata in 2014. Scott urged the international community to watch Zambia closely.
I'm agreed with the world to be a little bit patient, but also not absent-minded. I mean, trouble with news, it's always been the capital in Zambia. Even if you give us 2 weeks, and we sort it out in 2 weeks, he's usually forgotten and gone on to some other African country that's having problems with his elections. And I would appeal to people to try and keep it in their memory that this is an issue and we want to see the system work.
The European Union Observer Mission pronounced the August 11th poll as being largely peaceful and well-administered. The nonpartisan Christian Churches Monitoring Group says the results were credible and in line with its pre-vote estimates. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
And it is nearly 3 months before the U.S. presidential election, but numerous analysts are now saying there is more than an 80% likelihood that Democrat Hillary Clinton, a former U.S. Secretary of State, will defeat Republican Donald Trump, the brash real estate tycoon running for his first elected office. Child rights organization Shamaria Mwanaskana today launched a program targeting boys and men in the fight for the rights of young girls. Director Ekenia Chifamba tells Studio 7 her organization has decided to target these two groups in its campaign so that they can be part of the solution as incidents of girl child abuse go up in Zimbabwe.
We launched a men as role model platform. The platform is meant to have men and boys on board, looking at the issues that our girls are facing on a daily basis, how our girls' rights are being violated from all corners. So we launched this platform in partnership with Higher Life Foundation so as to ensure that we have men who become protectors and not perpetrators. We have men who value the rights of the girl child, ensuring that these girls are allowed to be girls so that we all do better, guarding them against all forms of abuse, be it sexual, the issues of child marriage, the issues of girls' rights being violated, especially the right to education. So it was a platform launched to have men from all corners, from all walks of life, coming together to support the empowerment and emancipation of the girl child.
What's the importance of involving men and boys in this campaign?
We have seen that men are the perpetrators. Men are the ones. It's either men are part of the problem or men are part of the solution. We have seen an increase in the statistics of girls who are victims of child marriages, the statistics of girls who are victims of sexual abuse, because we are seeing that, you know, from the recent statistics that we have, at least 11 girls are raped on a daily basis, girls who are between the ages of 11 to 15. So we decided to have men on board so that at the end of the day, we have them changing their attitude, changing their behavior. That's why we decided to have men and boys on board.
Who was your guest of honor and what did they have to say about your event?
The guest of honor for our event was the ambassador for Canada, Mr. Kumar Gupta. Mr. Kumar Gupta emphasized the need all the men in Zimbabwe, regardless of our differences, our social standing, our political affiliations, to come together and protect the girl child.
That was Ekenia Chifamba, director of Shamaria Mwanaskana in Harare.
News we have just received is that the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, we told you about earlier on, who are on a protest march of about 200 kilometers, say they have been surrounded at a shopping center and they have been forced to move to Nakiwa shopping center. And we will let you know more about the developments. Meanwhile, some economists are doubting the $57 million that the government says it has collected from toll gates since they were set up in 2013. Intertoll Chief Bridget Ledwaba revealed the figures on Monday when she appeared before a parliamentary portfolio committee on transport, saying revenue collection from the toll gates had improved this year after the computerization of the system. According to media reports, Zimbabwe National Revenue Authority Acting Chief Executive Officer Moses Juma admitted that millions of dollars were lost before toll gate collection was computerized. Economist Masimba Kuchera said there could be loopholes in the system, adding that the money raised does not measure up with the construction and maintenance of roads. Another economist, Prosper Chitambara told Studio 7 that the revenue collected from toll gates is insignificant.
It also needs to be looked at in the context of dwindling economic growth in the country, obviously, but there's also a bearing on the toll fees that government is actually able to raise. So the figure itself is very, very low, obviously. When you look at the time period over which this money is actually been collected. But as I said, we need to look at it from that perspective of a declining economic growth in the country.
How significant is the money collected from these toll gates to the economy?
It's very, very insignificant, especially when you consider what needs to be done in terms of rehabilitation, even construction of new roads within the country. I think how much the country needs to rehabilitate its road network, I think it's far much, much, much bigger than what we are actually raising through this toll fees.
From your own assessment, do you think that there is enough safeguards that making sure that the money is used appropriately and is accounted for?
I think that has been the problem, really. But there's been a general decay in terms of the institutional fabric in the country, especially with respect to how our parastatals and state-owned enterprises are actually managed. I think many people have seen these as probably vehicles for the extraction of rents by political elites. So there's been a lot of political interference, and I think that has also affected a good corporate governance within some of these institutions. So I think there's been obviously a lot of political interference in the way parastatals are managed. And I think these are the challenges that probably we need to deal with. How do we strengthen these institutions in order to improve corporate governance, in order to improve transparency, in order to improve accountability, and also obviously in order to improve service delivery? So I don't think there has been those kind of institutional safeguards to ensure that every cent collected goes where it's supposed to go.
But then if the revenue from toll gates is that insignificant, and also looking at other sectors of the economy which are not performing well, where then is the government getting its revenue from?
Well, government, I think the only major source, I would say almost 100% of the revenues are coming from the taxes. There hasn't been FDI is actually declined between 2014 and 2015. Even those internal revenues, they're also declining. When you look at the ZIMRA report for quarter two and quarter one, they actually show a declining trend in terms of domestic revenues.
That was economic commentator Prosper Chitambara. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Harare. And remember, on Live Talk, we'll be talking about the use of children in public protests. This is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Lingalitshona njani izulu kandaba mthokazi omuhle siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhla ka 16 Ncwaba ka 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sase Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu igama ngu Chris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Esikutsho ukuthi lokho kuvunyelwana ngontanga yikho kuliqiniso njalo kuyisidingeko ukuthi kwenzakale masinyane ukuthi uPresident Robert Gabriel Mugabe abeke phansi intambo ngokuphangisa okuyikho sokubulela amathuba okuthi ontanga bakwanise ukuziphilisa kumbe bathole amathuba okuthi bathole imisebenzi.
Ekunanzeni ilanga labontanga emhlabeni jikelele, abeZimbabwe bathi kumele abanjwe ngamandla uhulumende kusuka esikhundleni.
kodwa ubaba wabo abantwana laba abazange bekubone kufanele ukuthi nabo bakukhulume bakuqhothuze bakukhulume ukuthi kakulunganga. So into edanisayo esifikile ukuthi ibandla elikhulu eliqakathekileyo elinjengelimisefi lingatholakala nje likhuluma amazwi afana nalawona lawo.
Imuli yakoDzamara ithi abantwana bakamnumzana iTayi Dzamara wanyamalalayo bazaqhubeka bephatheka kunhlelo zokutshengisela phezu kokunyamalala kukayise. Umkhokheli wezaphu umnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa uthi umhlangano omkhulu webandla lakhe oweCongress walonyaka yiwo ozanquma ukuba baphatheke na kumanyano weCoalition. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ontanga eZimbabwe bathi kumele uhulumende abanjwe ngamandla ukuthi asuke esikhundleni kulethwe inguquko edingwa ngumuntu wonke. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Le yimibono ephuma emkhosini oziwe ukunaza usuku lwabontanga olwe International Youth Day owenzelwe kuhlangothi lwezokukhulumisana lozulu ehofisini yommeli weMelika eZimbabwe olwe Public Affairs Section. Omunye wabangenela umkhosi uHepson Ncube ovele kobulawayo uthi asikho isizathu sokunanza lolu suku lwabontanga.
Esikujoyo ukuthi lokho kuvunyelwana ngontanga yikho kuliqiniso njalo kuyisidinge ukuthi kwenzakale masinyane ukuthi uPresident Robert Gabriel Mugabe abeke phansi intambo ngokuphangisa okuyikho sokubulela amathuba okuthi ontanga bakwanise ukuziphilisa kumbe bathole amathuba okuthi bathole imisebenzi.
Iningi labontanga bayavumelana ukuba ilizwe lisenkingeni. Uncube ethi kusemandleni nabo ukuguqula lesi simo.
Siyakwazi ukuthi asontanga ayivuma kodwa kumele kwenzakale ukuthi ngokubambana kwethu njengabasakhulayo eZimbabwe yonke jikelele kumele sisebenze ndawonye sibone ukuthi singenzani ukuthi simbonise ubaba uMgabe ukuthi kabeke phansi indaba.
Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezifundi zemakolitshini eZimbabwe National Students Union ZINASU uAlistair Phunye uthi ujabuliswa ukuba ontanga sebekunanzelele ukuba kungumthwalo wabo ukuyisebenzela inguquko kungakhanyelwa ukuba ungowaliphi ibandla lezombusazwe.
Sinesukuthabelayo ukuthi ontanga sebenanzelela ukuthi izikhathi esesizihlangana lazo sizidinga bona njengoba kuyikusasa labo, kuyinamhla labo, kudinga bona ukuthi bebambane ngoba yibo abangela msebenzi.
Ufunyethi kungumsebenzi wabo yena labanye ontanga ukuqondisa lapho ilizwe eliyakhona.
Singakhayela ama-policies ethu esilayo ne-constitution yethu esilayo. I-constitution enhle kakhulu edlula amanye amazwe but liphepha libhuku elingasebenziyo. So singaba le government ezakwanisa ukuthi ama-policies ona lawo afinyelelwe e-implement embona zathi ikusasa lethu liyabalihle.
Isikhulumeli somkhankaso weTajamuka sesijikile umnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi uthi kumqoka ukuba ontanga basebenzelane kulo mkhankaso.
Kulokhu kuqakathekile kakhulu kutshengisa ukuthi ontanga sebevulekile, sebebona ngelihlo linye lengqondo yinye, sebekhuluma ngezwi linye ukuthi ubaba uRobert Mugabe sokumele asuke esikhundleni avumele ilizwe leZimbabwe ukuthi liqalise katsha kube lokukhangelela impilo entsha, impilo enhle kibontanga.
Lanxa kungasoke kube lula ukuba asuswe esikhundleni uMgabe lenkokheli yakhe, uMkhwananzi ethi akula ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokuqhuba imikhankaso ezokwenza ibe khona inguquko oqobo.
Kufuna abantu baqinisele, balume umlomo wangaphansi, babambe ngamandla sibili, siguqule uhulumende kaRobert Mugabe, sisebenzisa isisekelo sethu sombuso welizwe. Silazo inhlelo kusasokusayo siyabe sitshengisela lapha eHarare mhlaka 31, silalo uhlelo futhi olukhulu kakhulu olwelizwe lonke lapho siyabe sivala khona iZimbabwe, siyivalela ukuthi uMgabe azwisise ukuthi abantu sebediniwe.
Ontanga eZimbabwe bathi sebekhathele kube lokhe besetshenziswa ngabezombusazwe ukukhankasela izifiso zabalutshwana, sesifikile isikhathi sokuba batsho bona ukuba bafunani. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Imuli yakoDzamara ithi abantwana bakamnumzana iTayi Dzamara bazaqhubeka bephatheka kunhlelo zokutshengisela phezu kokunyamalala kukayise wabo kungelani lokucothozwa inhlanganiso yeUNICEF. inhlanganiso le yethule umbiko ngempela viki sola ukuphatheka kwabantwana bakaZamara ekutshengiseleni ukube khona ngeviki edluleyo eAfrica Unity Square bekhumbula uZamara oselomnyaka owodwa lenyanga ezisikhombisa ethunjiwe njalo kungaziwa ukuthi ungaphi lokuthi usaphila na. I-UNICEF ithi abantwana abamelanga basetshenziswe kundaba zombusazwe. Kodwa ebuzwa iStudio 7 lamhlanje ukuthi kungani i-UNICEF ingakaze isole ukuvalwa kwezikolo iZANU-PF ibamba abantwana ngamandla ukuthi babe semhlanganweni yayo. Isikhulumeli se-UNICEF umnumzana Victor Chinyama kabanga lempendulo. Kaphendulanga njalo umbuzo othi kungani i-UNICEF ingazange isole amapholisa akobulayo ngokujikela abantwana intuthu ehitshayo eye-tear gas ngenyanga edluleyo okwabangela ukufa komntwana oyedwa. Kodwa uChinyama uvumile ukuthi kulomntwana welunga leZANU-PF unkosazana Elizabeth Mufumira osebenzela ugatsha olubona ngokwethulwa kwembiko ku-UNICEF. Lanxa kunjalo uthe unkosazana Mufumira kalani lokwenza lensolo ye-UNICEF le. Untungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxe lomunye owasebenza loZamara umnumzana Charles Nyoni olilunga njalo lenhlanganiso eyayikhokhelwa nguZamara i-Occupy Africa Unity Square.
Kuyadanisa sibili ukuthi ibandla elikhulu elinjengele-UNICEF lingatholakala nje likhuluma amazwi afana nawona lawo okuqakathekileyo kwakhona ngokuthi sebefuna kathesi ukukhuluma ngokwabantwana ukuthi basetshenziswe kudemo kodwa ubaba wabo abantwana laba kabazange bekubone kufanele ukuthi labo bakukhulume bakuqhothozi bakukhulume ukuthi kakulunganga. So into edanisayo sibili ukuthi ibandla elikhulu eliqakathekileyo elinjengele-UNICEF lingatholakala nje likhuluma amazwi afana nalawona lawo.
Kwezinye inhlelo zokutshengisela elilakho na ukungabuyi labantu abakho uZamara njengoba selisolwe yi-UNICEF nje?
Hayi, ngitsho sibili ngoba kasiqalisanga kathesi ukuhamba labantwana bakaZamara kumamathi esalisayini vele sihamba nabo kazi khona.
Kuyini obona ngani kwenze i-UNICEF yethula umbiko onje kahle kahle?
Iqiniso elikhona ngelokuthi i-UNICEF iforswe nguhulumende kaRobert Mugabe ukuthi iphume ikhuluma amazwi afana nalawona lawo. Kodwa abantwana bakaZamara sivele sihamba nabo nsuku zonke inxathi lamamathi sabe siwayenza. Okwamathi le edlulileyo abantwana bakaZamara bakhatshwe ngabangani babo ababuye labo ukuzotshengisela bebambelana nabo abantwana njengabantwana bonke. So thina sibona ngani nje kusegcekeni ukuthi i-UNICEF iphushwe nguhulumende kaRobert Mugabe.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Charles Nyoni oyinhlanganiso eyayikhokhelwa ngumnumzana iTide Zamara iOccupy Africa Unity Square ukhuluma icingweni le Studio 7 eseHarare. Abakumsebenzi wokubaza ukudweba abaculi labanye abakulolu hlangothi bathi uhulumende uyasilela ekugcwaliseni izinqumo zokukhuthaza ukusetshenziswa kwamasiko elizweni ukumapha indawo eziqondileyo zokusebenzela kanye lemikambo yokuthengisela impahla yabo selokhu ilizwe laqala ukuba lenani lezethekeleli ezivela kwamanye amazwe eliphansi. UNothando Sibanda usipha lolu daba.
Bekhulumisana lamalunga engatsha zikahulumende ezehlukeneyo, abakulumsebenzi bathi selokhu ilizwe laba lodubo lokungaqhubi kuhle komnotho lokubangisana kwezombusazwe, inani lempahla ebaziweyo abenelisa ukuyithengisela phandle kwelizwe seyehla isuka kuzigidi ezingamashumi amahlanu zamadola i-$50 million ngo-2008 isiya kuzigidi ezilishumi lanhlanu zamadola i-$15 million nyakenye. Ozisebenzayo kuhlangothi lolu umnumzana Edwin Ngwenya uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi bahlangane lengatsha zikahulumende bakhulumisane ngenswelo zabo.
I think into a positive step sokuthi go has taken a step for a dialogue. A dialogue iqakathekile nalesi esiyi and the policies are nice, but I think into enkulu into a problem ngathi amaZimbabwe ukuthi into zethu zihlala ze uma policies asephephele. kungala implementation.
Inhlolisiso enziwe ngalomsebenzi iveze ukuthi abampofu njengabomama abenza amabhasikiti ebhinga babuye bathathelwe impahla yabo banikwe amasepa lezigqoko ezindala. Impahla yabo isiyathengiswa phandle kwelizwe ngabantu bakwezinye indawo abalemali. Unkosikazi Priska Ncube oleqembu labagidayo uthi labo sebediniwe ngokubizwa kuphela ukuzogida emkhosini yelizwe kumbe endaweni zokwethekelela, kodwa babuyele emzini yabo bephethe izandla ngoba abakwenzayo kungakhangelwa njengomsebenzi.
And we are saying i-government kayincedisa ama-artists not ukuthi bebe siyazigidisa ema-airport. Asisakufuni, sesikhulile lathi silama-families silani, ngabasincedise nxa siyagida e-airport ngikwazi ukuthi ngizuza imali yokuthi ngambuya lo mntana ntambama abantu abambazayo.
Obeyingxenye yabacubunguli umnumzana Makho Makhuyana uthi umlando wabo ubuyukuphathisa laba abazisebenzayo kuhlangothi lolu ukuthi bakhalaze kuhulumende ukuze bathole indawo zokubazela lezokuthengisela kanye lemikambo yokuthengisa impahla zabo.
Sicelwe ngabazisebenzayo ukuthi sibancedise ngokuba lobuciki bokukhankasa lokumela izinto ezimelane labo. Lokhu bebekhangela ukuthi badinga ukuthi u-municipality abakhele imthunzi lapho abathengisa khona, lokuthi njalo baphiwe imvumo yokuthengisa.
Impumela yenhlolisiso yethulwe emhlanganweni lo iveze njalo ukuthi iningi labantu seliphephela ekubazeni, ekuthungeni kanye lemidlalweni yokuziphilisa endaweni ezinjengebhinga elababazayo phansi kwenhlanganiso ezigoqela iBhinga Women's Center, iLuphane Women's Center, iKhunzwana Women's Association. Inzuzo etholwa yilabo abasebenza kuhlangothi lezi ngomnyaka iphakathi kwamakhulu amahlanu amadola i-$500 isiya ngaphezu kwenkulungwane ichumi lanhlanu i-$15,000. Umhlangano lo ungomunye wemhlangano eyenziwa yinhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Applied Arts and Craft Association ukubonisana ukuthi kukhulunyiswane lohulumende ukuthuthukisa indlela abasebenza ngayo. Ngimele iStudio 7, nginguNothando Spanda.
Umkhokheli webandla lezaphu umnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa uthi umhlangano omkhulu webandla lakhe iCongress yalonyaka iyo ezanquma ukuba baphatheke na kumanyano wamabandla ezombusazwe kulungiselelwa ukhetho luka 2018 loba nje sowangenwa impehlane. Unompumelelo Moyo siphalo ludaba ekobulawayo.
Ekhuluma labantu emhlanganweni obuse Plumtree, uDabengwa uthi kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2012 bebezama ukubonisa amanye amabandla ezombusazwe ngokuqakatheka kokubambana kuyiwa kukhetho, noma nje ejabula ukuba labanye sebekubonile ukuba kuqakatheke kangakanani. Ethi loba nje befisa ukusebenzelana lamanye amabandla, lembovane lazo sezikhona kulumanyano we-coalition.
Sonke ama-opposition parties kumele sizame ukuthi sihlangane ndawonye kwenzela ukuthi lapha kufika ukhetho singaphikisani kusukela umnyaka ophelileyo.
Iningi labaxotshwa libandla leZANU-PF sebethe balanda ibandla leZaphu bethi bafuna ukusebenza labo, kodwa uDabengwa uthi bayamukelwa kodwa abahleleke njalo bazi ukuthi bona bahamba ngendaba yombuso ezabelweni.
Akhona labo abaxotshiweyo kuZANU-PF izolo, labo bathi bexotshwa khonapho base bagijima ngoba into enkulu esizafuna ukuyiqakathisa njengezabo i-evolution yephawu amandla ezigabeni.
Uqhubeke ethi yena kayisothathekile ibhude njengabanye abantu, ngakho ngeke achiya izaphu esiyasebenzela abantu ababumbe ibandla ngoba bezondele ukuxotshwa. Wathi echiya iZANU-PF wayesekubonile ukuba singumkhumbi ocwilayo. IZimbabwe ikhangelele ukuya kukhetho ngo-2018 njalo udaba lokususa umongameli Robert Mugabe embusweni lumqoka. Amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo aphakathi kokubonisana ukuba bengamsusa kanjani embusweni, bethi usebulele ilizwe kuminyaka edlula amachumi amathathu lasithupha ebusa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo moyo.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection, sikhangela udaba lwabenhlanganiso ye-UNICEF abathi bekungamelanga abantwana bakamnumzana iTai Tsamara bakhokhele ukutshengisela okwenziwe ngeviki edluleyo. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Ale balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Ake sikhangele indaba esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Sekusele inyanga ezintathu ukuthi ukhetho lokudinga umongameli welemelika wenziwe, iningi labacubunguli lisithi sokusobala ukuthi iningi lisekela unkosikazi Hillary Clinton webandla lama-Democrats ukuthi abe nguye okhethwayo kulumncintiswane kulalilayo lo owebandla lama-Republicans uDonald Trump njengoba ekhokhela kunhlolisiso yabamsekelayo. Inhloko kahulumende weMalaysia umnumzana Najib Razak ubhekane labaphikisa umbuso wakhe abaningi asebegoqela lowake layezisebenzi labo ngesikhathi iziphathamandla zikahulumende wakhe zibhekana lodubo lokungathembeki olwe-corruption. Ezinye ingcwethi zenotho zithi imali ethiwa nguhulumende yiyo eseyatholakala kuntuba zomgwaqo wama-toll gates zingamadola angamachumi amahlanu lasikhombisa i-57 million dollars selokhu zaqalwa lezintuba ngomnyaka ka-2013. Umkhokheli wogatsha olubona ngemali yama-toll gates unkosikazi Bridget Ledwaba utshele ikomiti yedalela ephalamende izolo ukuthi kube lo mehluko ekubutheleleni imali kulandela ukusetshenziswa kwemitshina yamakhompyutha. Kodwa ukhokhela ugatsha lwezokubuthelela imali yama-toll gates umnumzana Moses Juma laye uvumile ukuthi kulezigidi zamadola ezanyamalalayo ngesikhathi kungakasetshenziswa amakhompyutha. Sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungulayo zenotho umnumzana Masimba Kutshera othi yena imali etholakalayo kayiphathisi ekulungiseni imigwaqo kumbe ukuyilondoloza.
Ngibona njengami ifiga lelo njengami ngibona liphansi nxa sikhangela ukuthi ama-toll gates angikhona mangaki ama-toll gates angikhona. Kodwa nxa sibona futhi ukuthi yi-partnership. So kanye njengani uhulumende yena uyabe ezuza okuncane, amanye ama-partners abalungisa umgwaqo zethuza izimali eziningi.
Kodwa nxa sikhangele kutsho ukuthi akula yini esingathi ngesilungu ngama-safeguards angenqabela ukuthi kutshontshwe imali?
Khathesi asikawaboni ama-safeguards nxa ekhona. Yilo udubo esilalo nezinto eziningi lapha eZimbabwe ungakhangela ama-roadblocks. U-controllant auditor general ezilezimoande uyabe engazibona ukuthi zihambe kanjani kumbe zisebenze njani.
Manje mnumzana, ungasitshela ukuthi nxa kuyikuthi uhulumende katholi imali ezwayo kuma-toll gates wona la, kutsho ukuthi kathi vele imali yokuthi abhadale izisebenzi lokusebenzisa yena uhulumende uyithathanga?
Yilo udubo esilalo ukuthi uhulumende izimali ama-partnerships angena kiyo amanye angkhona kazwisiseki. Yikho uhulumende ethole inzuzo enlutshwane ama-partnership anjengalawo ngoba singazwisisi ukuthi ahamba njani ama-partnerships angkhona. Kodwa esingakutsho ngendaba yama-roads lapha eZimbabwe ukuthi izimali uhulumende azitholayo kuma-toll gates asikaboni ukusebenza kwazo kundaba yama-roads. Uhulumende uvame uku-prioritize indaba ezokuthi abantu bangkhona besinara basuze izimali eziningi lokwakha infrastructure engela engayisiyo esibona ukuthi inganceda yini ukuthi ama-roads alungiseke lapha eZimbabwe. So ngibona njengani yilo uduba esilalo ukuthi uhulumende wangkhona nxa ezuza izimali asiziboni ku-road construction, asiziboni ku-repair of roads, okhanya njengani ziphelela ku-administration.
Okokuthi manje nxa sikhangele kuyini okungenziwa ukuthi imali yama-toll gates isebenze ngemfanelo njalo ingachaphazwa?
Uyabona uhulumende walapha eZimbabwe kumele abe le ndlela yokuthi nxa izimali zibuya kube le transparency, le accountability. Yiyo into esilelayo uhulumende waseZimbabwe. So nxa ungela transparency, le accountability ukuthi izimali zakhona zibuya kanjani, zibuya ziyimalini, uzaba ludubo sibili ukuthi imigwaqo lapha ilungiswe, ngoba siyasingakwazi ukuthi le malini njalo singalungisani. Uhulumeni uyasitshela nje amafigazi kodwa siyazingazi ukuthi yiwo yini amafigazi akhona kumbe ulenye imali enyamalele endleleni.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Masimba Kutshera, ingcwethi ecubungula izenotho bekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseHarare. Kuhlelo lwamasiko lwempila kahle kaZulu namhla sihlaziya ukwenziwe inhlanganiso elelwa ilungelo lamantombazana iShamwari yemwanasikana esilohlelo olugoqela abafana labesilisa ekwenzelwa ukulwisana lokudlwengulwa kwamankazana. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxe lonkosikazi Consilium Lalazi, ukansila edolobheni lakobulawayo, lomnumzana Prince Zwide Kalanga Khumalo, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu.
Indaba le yokwenza lokhu okubamba amantombazana ebanjwa ngamajaha mbe ngobaba isukela ekuthini umzwa ngedwa, ayisiyonto ebunjwa abantu beliqembu kumbe ebunjwa ngokuthi ngingowesilisa kumbe ngowesitwana. Kusegazini lomuntu, uyabe kuzwa yena ngokwakhe yedwa, ngakho ufanele ukuthi udingisise ukuthi labo bantu abavele bekwenza ngabantu abanjani, hhatshi ukuthi kuthiwa kuzalungiswa ukuthi kube labo baba labo mama.
Ye, ubona njani ke inkosikazi Mlalazi?
Ngivumelana lo baba uKhumalo lapha baba ukuthi ezinye izinto ezenziwa ngabantu ekuphileni komhlaba ungani angazi ukuthi ngingakubeka ngisithini, ukuthi umuntu yena ingaphakathi yakhe ukuze afike ezingeni elinjalo ukuthi uyabe phatheke njani. Now bese ngikhangelela ukuthi nxa sekuhlanganiswe laba bantu ekugcineni kwakho konke kusiyaphela okuyiprogram, eqinisweni engxaye kungaphuma okunye ukuthi ukhona omunye oserepile.
Nanto-ke udaba-ke Khumalo khonapho ukuthi lapha sibili kuyethusa okunye kwankhona.
Lami bengikubona ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi ukubahlanganisa ngaphandle nxa uhlanganise abantu obaziyo ukuthi abanawo lowo moya ukuthi babambe abanye, kungaba yingozi ngoba bona ngokwabo sebengathola iqhesha lokuthi ma besemsebenzini kuthiwa basebenza lokho into engxenye abavele bengayenzi bona ngokwabo, bazifumanise sebesenza lokho abafanele ukuthi ngabakwenqabeni.
Gogo, nxa bebizwa buqamqama kuthiwa lamhla sile workshop yabafana bodwa, kambe ubona zani kunganceda yini ukuthi abafana bebekwazi ukuthi kudlwengulwa kwini?
Ngibona ngani lapho kungasiza baba, kodwa kungasiza kungasizi ngoba into leyi isuka ku-individual. Abanye abaningi bangasizakala baba ukuthi bazwisise ubuhlungu bokuthi umuntu naye edlwenguliwe kuyini okwenzakala empilweni yakhe, ukuthi babafundise ngezigaba ezijiyeneyo salokhu la mantombazana sesisizwa kuthiwa akhona adlwengulayo. Bonke laba bantu nxa befundiswa ngezigaba thize ezithiyeneyo, ngibona engani mina kungasiza. Abanye baza kuthatha, abanye bengakuthathi, kodwa ekubahlanganiseni ngoba ngibona engani kuba nzima baba, ngoba abantu sesisesaba ukuthiwa umalume lo mzukulu sesise sabe ukuthiya uanti lo mntwana ongumfana kumbe umfo wabo lo mfo wabo izinto zakhathe sika zisacace umuntu ngathi wena zima simobani
vala ke baba Khumalo uyazizwela lapho gogo ungazani sibili uthi sokuzima kulezo
lami ngibona ngani ukubafundisa behlukene uqondile ngoba umzangedwa eyabesintwana abadlengulayo benzwa ngedwa eyabesilisa abadlengulayo behlangene labanye abangadlenguliyo ingabe ilula ukuthi zisiseke bengabesilisa bebodwa njalo bangabesintwana bebodwa ngoba ungabahlanganisa into ezahluphayo ukuthi abanye sebezazenza ingani yibo abadlengulwayo kuphela kanti bona kabalawo lowo moya ukuthi badlengule njalo kungenza ukuthi bakubone kuyinto engenzakala bese beqala ukuthi bakwenze bona ngesikhathi esilandelayo bakubafundisa babe lolwazi ngakho bakuzwisise bazwisise ubuhlungu bakhona ukuthi bampe sedlengulwe ubuhlungu ongakanani kuqakathekile kakhulu kulokuthi uzame ukuthi kumise ngoba akumiseki ngokuhlanganisa abantwana
ye vala khonapho-ke gogo
ngayi siyabonga baba ukuthi nxa kulabantu abalembono enjalo ukuthi abantu kumele bafundiswe ngezinto esiphila lazo ekuphileni kwethu okunye kuyasiza baba
lo ke ngonkosikazi Consilium Lalazi ukansila wedolobho lakoBulawayo obexoxa ndawonye lomnumzana Princess uDekalanga Khumalo kuhlelo lwamasiko esintu belo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7. Kwezemidlalo kube lokujabula okukhulu enkundleni ye-Olympic Games Aquatics Arena ngesikhathi uCasty Coventry esevalelisa umdlalo wokubhukutsha. Asizweni kuJoseph Njanje.
Umdlali waseZimbabwe uCasty Coventry usethethe umhlala phansi ngemva kokuphatheka kwakhe kumidlalo yeRio 2016 Olympics eqhutshelwa elizweni leBrazil kulezi nsuku. Loba nje engasenelisanga ukuthola imendulo kulimidlalo yakhe yokugcina, uCoventry uvaleliswe ngothando olukhulu ngabalandeli bomdlalo wokuntsheza abakade bebukele umncintiswano we-200m backstroke wona ophele uCoventry esendaweni yesithupha. Laba ngabakade begoqela amalunga emuli kaCoventry kanye lezizalwane zaseZimbabwe ebeziphethe amafulegi elizwe. UCoventry uncintise kumidlalo yama-Olympics okweminyaka elithumi lesithupha lapho abe ngowesifazane othole imendulo eziningi okwedlula bonke abesifazane kumbali yokuntsheza. Kusenjalo umkhankaso wokudinga imendulo awulayo intokozo kubadlali beZimbabwe ngemva kokuba uRuthendo Nyahora loGabriel Mumvuri bengaqhubanga kuhle kumncintiswano wokugijima. Kusasa ngolwesibili uThathenda Tsumba nguye abephethe amathemba elizwe leZimbabwe njengoba ezaphatheka kumjaho we-200m. Sikhangele umdlalo wenguqu. Amaqembu akhangelelwe ukuba yiwa angaphakamisa isicoco kumncintiswano walonyaka owecastle PSL ehlulekile ukunqoba kuviki yeshumi lathoba munemunye ngemva kokuba ele FC Platinum elilwe elihlezi phezulu libe ngutshikilobhanqa leMtare City 1-1. Iqembu le-FC Platinum lile 39 points ukuthi elihlezi kwindawo yesibili ele-Capes United libe ngutshikilobhanqa 0-0 lele Wange kuthi ele-Highlanders libe ngutshikilobhanqa 1-1 lele Chikenini emdlalweni ogcine ulodlakela. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga Joseph Njanji. Singakehlukani wathi ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebesilazo kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Ekunanzeni ilanga labontanga emhlabeni jikelele, abeZimbabwe bathi kumele abanjwe ngamandla omongameli Mugabe usuka esikhundleni. Imuli yakoyita iTsamara ithi abantwana bakamnumzana Tsamara bazaqhubeka bephatheka kunhlelo zokutshengisela. Umkhokheli wezaphu umnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa uthi umhlangano weCongress yiwo ozakhangela ukubana bangene na kumanyano weCoalition. Soluqhiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Igama nguChris Gande, ngilitshiya kuStudio 7 Live Talk. Lilale.